This content features my AI-generated voice and an AI avatar. The content, opinions, and professional assessments are entirely my own and are based on my original materials. Using advanced technology allows me to bring you new content more quickly, more consistently, and even more up-to-date insights. Now enjoy watching and listening.
Hey everyone, welcome back. Today we're going to be talking about AI in orthodontics. Dr. Baxman has been talking about this a lot. He shared some really interesting insights about how AI can change everything about orthodontics.
It's pretty amazing, even from just the diagnosis to treatment planning. Yeah, it's like having this super brain working alongside orthodontists. It's pretty wild.
It really is. And he's right at the front of all this. But he's also been raising some questions about AI, especially when it comes to bias. And that's really what we want to unpack today. Like, what does bias in orthodontic AI even mean?
Yeah.
Where does it come from? Why should you care?
It's really important because we're talking about things like misdiagnosis, treatment plans that maybe aren't right for you, and even bigger issues like fairness and equality in healthcare.
So let's break this down. Let's say you go to the orthodontist, right? And AI is used as part of your care. What does it mean for that AI to be biased? And what kind of impact could that have on you as the patient?
Imagine the AI recommends that you get braces when you actually don't need them. Or maybe it misses a crucial detail because it wasn't trained on enough data relevant to your specific case. That's what we're talking about when we say bias in AI. It's a systematic error that can skew the results and lead to disparities in the care that people receive. Image recognition soft is another example. Well, effectively, the device is looking at the image, except what is it looking at?
Well, that's kind of unsettling. Like, we're talking about our health here. We trust medical professionals to get things right. Yeah.
Yeah.
How does this bias sneak into AI?
Well, a lot of it has to do with the data. Dr. Baxman has talked about how a lot of these orthodontic data sets aren't as diverse as they need to be, and they're not as large. And that's a big problem because AI learns from the data that it's fed. If the data is incomplete or it doesn't represent the full range of patients and cases, the AI is going to pick up those limitations.
If an AI is mainly trained on data from people of a certain ethnicity, it might not be as accurate when diagnosing conditions that are more common in other ethnicities? Is that what we're getting at?
Well, that's exactly it. That's a classic example of how data set limitations create bias. The AI just hasn't been exposed to enough variation to be accurate across the board.
Okay. And Dr. Baxman, he also highlighted another kind of bias, I think, selection bias, right?
Yes.
Yes, if I'm remembering that correctly.
Selection bias is tricky. It happens when the data used to train the AI is chosen in a way that researchers are developing an AI to diagnose a specific jaw misalignment. But imagine that they only use data from patients that have already been diagnosed with that condition. They're missing out on all the patients who might have it but haven't been diagnosed yet, maybe because they don't have access to the same level of care. That's selection bias, and that can really mess with the AI's ability to accurately identify the condition in the future.
So it's like the AI is learning from a biased sample?
Right.
And that bias gets baked into its decision making.
Yeah, exactly. It's a bit like training a chef with only one type of ingredient. They might make a fantastic dish with that ingredient, but they're going to really struggle when they encounter something new, right? And that's what Dr. Baxman has been saying. We need this collaboration between orthodontists and data scientists to make sure that the data used to train AI is diverse and representative.
So that makes a lot of sense, but this is starting to feel like a bit of a black box to me.
Yeah.
Like, we're putting a lot of trust in these AI systems, but it's hard to understand how they're making decisions.
Yeah. You've hit on a really important point, like the issue of explainability, especially with something called deep learning models, which can be incredibly, it's not always easy to trace how the AI arrived at a particular decision. And if we don't know how it's making choices, how can we be sure those choices are fair and unbiased?
Okay, so we've talked about what bias is. We've talked about where it comes from.
Right.
What are the real stakes here? What are the potential consequences of this bias in AI?
The consequences can be serious. Imagine you go to the orthodontist and the AI, because of its inherent biases, misdiagnoses your condition. That could lead to you getting treatment that you don't need or not getting treatment that you do need because the AI missed something important.
Yeah, that's a scary thought. It's like the AI is making these decisions that could have a real impact on your health. But those decisions might be based on flawed information or incomplete data.
And it goes beyond those individual cases. This bias can contribute to bigger systemic issues like inequitable healthcare outcomes. What if people from certain backgrounds consistently get worse care because the AI is making biased recommendations? That's a major ethical concern.
Almost like the biases that already exist in society are being reflected and then amplified in these AI systems that we're using. And that has the potential to really exacerbate existing inequalities in healthcare.
And then there's the issue of trust.
Right.
If people start losing faith in AI because of these biases and errors, it could slow down the adoption of this technology, even if it has the potential to help people.
Bias leads to mistakes. Mistakes lead to distrust. And then that distrust makes people hesitant to embrace the technology. And that could hinder progress in the field.
But absolutely. And let's not forget the legal and ethical ramifications. You know, we could be looking at discrimination lawsuits, violations of medical ethics. It's a minefield that nobody wants to navigate.
So how do we even begin to address this? Is there a way to spot these biases before they lead to real harm? Are there any red flags that we should be looking out for?
One of the key things is to look at how the AI performs across different groups of patients. Are there disparities in treatment recommendations? Are certain groups consistently getting better or worse outcomes? These are signs that something might be off.
It sounds like vigilance is key, but what about solutions? What can we actually do to mitigate these biases? I know Dr. Baxman has been a strong advocate for taking a proactive approach.
He has, and for good reason. It's not enough to just acknowledge the problem. We need to actively work to make AI in orthodontics fair and equitable for everyone.
I love that, proactive change. It's about creating a future where AI is used to benefit all patients.
Exactly.
Where do we start? What are the concrete steps we can take?
A lot of it comes back to the data. We need to make sure the AI is trained on data sets that reflect the real world, diverse in terms of age, gender, ethnicity, socioeconomic background, and any other factors that could contribute to bias.
It's about building AI that's trained on a much broader and more inclusive set of information.
Right.
How do we actually go about doing that?
It's a multi-pronged effort. We need more robust data collection practices, ensuring that we're gathering information from a wide range of patients and cases. We need to make sure that the data itself is accurate and representative.
Are we talking about completely overhauling the way data is collected in orthodontics? It sounds like a massive undertaking.
It is a big challenge, but it's essential. And thankfully, there are brilliant minds working on this right now. Researchers are developing new techniques to detect and correct bias during the AI development process. It's like building checks and balances into the system itself.
So it's not just about gathering more data. It's about being smarter about how we use it and making sure that the AI is designed in a way that minimizes bias from the ground up.
And transparency is another huge piece of the puzzle. The more we understand how these AI systems work, the better equipped we are to identify and address any biases that might crop up.
It's like shining a light on the process, making sure everything is open and accountable. If it's so difficult to completely eliminate bias, what's the realistic goal here? Is it even possible to achieve true fairness in AI?
That's a great question, and one that experts are grappling with right now. Dr. Baxman himself has acknowledged that it's an ongoing challenge. It's not like flipping a switch and suddenly all AI is perfectly unbiased.
So it's about continuous improvement rather than reaching some kind of flawless end state.
We need to be realistic about the limitations, but we also can't let that stop us from striving for fairness in AI. The stakes are simply too high to ignore the problem.
That's a powerful point. So where do we go from here? What can our listeners do to be part of this conversation and help shape the future of AI and orthodontics?
Well, for starters, awareness is key. The more people understand the potential for bias in AI, the more likely we are to demand solutions. We need to keep talking about this, keep asking questions, and keep pushing for progress.
So it's about using our voices and our choices to advocate for change, but it also sounds like we need to be savvy consumers of information, especially when it comes to AI. How can we spot potential bias in the AI systems we might encounter, not just in orthodontics, but in other areas of our lives?
That's such an important point. A healthy dose of skepticism is always a good idea. Don't be afraid to ask questions about how AI systems are being developed and tested. Look for evidence of bias in the results they produce and challenge the status quo. Don't just blindly accept what the technology is telling you.
Yeah, it is encouraging to see that these conversations are at least happening.
Yeah.
You know, and that folks like Dr. Baxman are really pushing for change. You know, but I think it's important to remember that AI itself, like, it's not inherently biased, right?
So that's a really important point. AI is a tool, and just like any tool, it can be used for good or for bad. The bias doesn't come from the AI itself. It comes from us, the humans who create and use it.
So it's all about how we develop AI, how we train it, how we apply it.
AI algorithms are only as good as the data that they're trained on and the intentions of the people who are building and using them. Dr. Baxman often talks about his ABCD system, which simplifies orthodontic care case planning. It's a great example of how human expertise can be combined with AI to improve patient care. AI with an orthodontic name and record of experience is evident in these images.
Yeah.
It's not about replacing human judgment. It's about augmenting it. And that...
I love that. Combining the best of both worlds. The key is to approach AI with a sense of responsibility.
Yeah.
Make sure that it's aligned with our ethical values.
We need to ensure that AI is being developed and used in a way that benefits everyone, not just a select few. That means building in safeguards, promoting transparency, and constantly evaluating the impact of these systems.
And it sounds like transparency is really crucial here, too. We need to be able to understand how AI makes decisions so that we can identify and correct any potential biases.
Transparency is absolutely essential. Dr. Baxman has also spoken about lean orthodontics, which uses familiar analogies to make complex concepts easier to understand. It's about making the technology more accessible and more understandable so that we can use it more effectively and ethically.
That's a great point. It's not just about the technology itself. It's about how we communicate and educate people about it. We need to empower both patients and healthcare providers to really understand AI and its limitations. Dr. Baxman.
Precisely. We need to be having open and honest conversations about the potential benefits, the risks of AI, and if we can do that, I'm optimistic that AI can truly revolutionize orthodontics. Imagine a world where everyone has access to high-quill, personalized orthodontic care, regardless of their background or circumstances. That's the future that I believe we can create with responsible AI development.
That's it. That's a future worth striving for. So let's all do our part to make it happen. Thanks for joining us today on this exploration of AI and orthodontics. We hope you learned something new and feel empowered to be a part of this really important conversation. Until next time, keep asking questions and stay curious. The future of healthcare is in our hands.